Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
This is a big day for me because I've been waiting for my next guest to walk into the studio for a long time, because we spoke probably about 3 months ago, Teddy Swims and I. And here he is, Teddy Swims. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the show, my friend.
I think it was back in February.
It was, right?
Good to see you, man. Finally gave you a good cuddle, too.
Absolutely.
Come on,
what
man.
A hug, what a hug. And I did say to you on the day, in fact, I'll play it for you, because just in case anyone thinks I'm joking, right? First of all, Teddy said that he loves to sing, he loves to perform, he loves to talk, you love all these things. This is what he said, right?
Anybody that wants to listen to me talk at all, or speak or sing or anything, yeah. I'm just like, please listen to me, you know?
Sounds like you need a radio show, Teddy, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, in a heartbeat, man. I remember that?
Do you remember that that I then said, please come and co-host the radio show?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
The Olympia.
We'll be calling it Teddy and Dave, we don't wash our hands.
Well, here's the thing. Because neither Teddy nor I wash our legs in the shower. That's a different conversation. But I spoke to the guys in here who do all the imaging for the station's call, right? They do everything. And I said, Teddy Swims is coming in. I promised Teddy something. And they said, okay. So everybody listen to this.
The Teddy and Dave Show on Today FM.
Yeah!
Let's go! That was sick.
And I wouldn't mind, but I got the voiceover guy. He did loads of different versions, right? So he was trying different things out. He was trying like
Dave Moore and Teddy Swims on Today FM.
But I thought like that was too formal. I was like, no, you got to mix this up. You got to get this like as cool as possible.
The Teddy and Dave Show on Today FM.
So here we are, a new show. It's rebranded just
that.
For us.
I love that, dude.
Well, look, Teddy's got to stick with me. I've got in front of him, I've got some incredible Irish delicacies. We're going to crown Teddy. If he passes our little few tests, we're going to crown him an honorary Irishman, okay? So in front of Teddy, he has got on batch bread with Kerrygold butter a tato cheese and onion sandwich. He's also got a breakfast roll, because again, when you were talking to you before, I'll play this clip as well, because you did say you needed a breakfast roll, or I told you.
It's nothing like a chicken biscuit, man. You just can't beat it.
Well, when you're here, try a breakfast roll when you're
here. All right, you got it. Okay? Sure.
Breakfast roll. Ask for that. Well, there he is. He's got a breakfast roll in front of him.
Right.
So while we play a song, which is Lose Control by the incredible Teddy Swims, he's going to have a little taste of each of these, and then we're going to have the final decision from Teddy Swims as to which cup of tea is better, Lyons or Barry's. All the important stuff's being covered here, Teddy.
The Teddy and Dave Show on Today FM.
So good to have you. So good to hear Lose Control. We play it all the time. It's so big. And then you hit us in the face with an extra half an album since the last time we spoke.
Yeah.
You didn't reveal that to me when we were talking. So what, like, you just had these songs that were sitting there ready to go, and did it feel like the right time to put them out?
Well, we wrote them again after I talked to you too, and we were trying to get the part two out, but we were kind of taking our time because, you know, Lose Control started blowing up, then The Door. And so instead of just drop something whole new, I was like, well, let's give like four of them out, you know, and then there'll be like the four on the next part. But
yeah,
we needed to buy a little more time because things are starting to go, you know?
Well, let me tell you, Apple Juice is one of the best songs
like it too.
I've heard. And what a song that is. Like,
thank
seriously,
you, man.
So good.
Thanks for listening.
Oh, well, I listen all the time. You're obviously playing here tonight as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've done so many gigs, because every time I speak about you, I realize that there are people who, like me, have been following you since day one, not just since Lose Control blew up. You know, and a lot of Irish people get in touch and they say things like, you know, hey, you know, I saw Teddy in his first show. I saw Teddy, you know. So what's the Irish connection feel like? I mean, you got your Ireland sweatshirt, your Dublin hat. I mean, you're leaning into it. I love it.
Yeah, man. And this has always been, you know, I think I told you this last time possibly, but the first time I played out here 3 or 4 years ago, my uncle had passed away, Uncle Dewey, and I was happened to be here. And so we had like raised a big pint of Guinness to him, and I shouted him at the show, and he'd always told me that like Ireland, I would absolutely love Dublin and stuff. And
yep.
So now every time I come here, I always feel like there's kind of his spirit lingering around here.
Okay.
And I just feel so close and at home when I'm here. And
amazing.
So, and me and my girl out yesterday, and so I had to just absolutely just tore the mess out of this. I got the earrings, the socks, the hat.
That's great. You got to lean into it, though, I think.
Yeah.
I love how you're doing it. And then in terms of the live show, because what I love about your, say, for example, your YouTube, like a lot of times, yeah, there's official videos of things, but 90% of the stuff we hear in YouTube is live recorded, live performed. Like, people, we know what we're going to get from a show with Teddy Swims. Do you feel like you still got to kind of surprise people and throw people things when when the shows are on like that?
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, I think we just try to create a safe place. And I think there's so much about live music that's kind of lost on today's day and age, you know, that, and I think that's been something we've leaned into so much that's worked for us. And I got the best band in the world, my best pals. And, you know, it's just great. And a lot of people can't go to live events and, you know, whatever it is that they have going on. And so we always want to just bring that to your front step, you know, and just, here's a live show. And, I think it's paid off really well for us to not do like so much just music videos or like mumbling your mouth, like, and not really singing the song.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I like to sing. I don't want to. And I always find like music videos are a little weird for me because you're just kind of in the camera, just like mouthing your own words and just trying to feel yourself. And I'm like, just not like a. I don't feel like I'm like the sexy guy. You know what I mean? Some people may beg to differ, but I don't really just feel myself and like think I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. But I mean, look, you're a performer. You've said it so many times. You prove it all the time. So being a performer and being able to showcase that in your videos is 100% the best way to do it, you know?
I think so.
It really is. Okay, Teddy Swims, we've got to make sure you are Irish. We're going to play a piece of music that all the Irish people in listening will understand. This is the theme tune to the most famous Irish sports show that there is. I figured it's the thing that, you know, is going to ground you now in this situation where we try and make you an honorary Irishman. So, what I gave to Teddy during Lose Control was a Tato with Kerrygold. So Tato cheese and onion with Kerrygold on Batch Brennan's bread. So your verdict on what you would call, I guess, a chip sandwich, we call it crisps. Your verdict on that, what do you think?
That was amazing, dude.
Yeah.
You know, we eat a lot of stuff kind of like this, but I always have like ham and cheese. But now after eating it, I'm like, I think all that stuff is in the way. And really, it's the chips. It's like, it's the crisps that really made the thing happen. So I was so bad. I probably had half of this.
He did. He kept going back to it as well. Every time I gave him something, no, back to this one. So you're giving us a thumbs up for that one.
Yeah, all day.
Okay, and then when I did interview you back in February, we spoke about the fact that you were saying like chicken biscuits were like a thing you like in the morning. And I was saying you got to try a breakfast roll.
Yeah.
So there you go, breakfast roll. You were talking sausage, bacon, hash brown, black pudding, white pudding, like... It's a meat feast.
Yeah, it's money, but it was fire. I bet getting this thing like nice and hot too. It was fire still, but I bet getting it just straight fresh out the thing, man.
We had to buy that like 15 minutes ago, so you definitely need to go get a fresh one tomorrow.
Yeah,
after your show tonight.
So good.
And then the final thing, which was a very important question, because as everybody listening in Ireland knows, there's always a debate raging as to which is the best cup of tea. Is it Lion's? Or is it Barry's? Now, you don't know which one is which. You just know one is in a black cup, one is in a grey cup.
Yeah.
You took a sip out of both. Do you have a verdict for the people of Ireland?
I like the black cup. It just had a little bit more of a flavor to me. Did I agree with yours, though?
Do you know what? I recently became tea agnostic. Because my wife fooled me and told me she was giving me the grey cup for like 6 months. And then revealed, actually, no, they're all the black cup and you didn't notice the difference. So, Teddy Swim says... Barry's tea is the one.
Okay.
There you go. Barry's tea from Cork. That is the one. So Teddy Swims, you've done a sterling job
so far.
Half of
Ireland doesn't hate me now.
No, they definitely don't. No. Well, they might do a bit. Now, I wonder, going to set you one more challenge before we effectively give you your passport to be Irish. You're wearing the sweatshirt. You've got the hat. You've eaten this tato sandwich. You've decided on the tea. You've had a breakfast roll. I'm going to give you my pen, which is going to act as a beater. This is called a Bowron, right? This is an Irish drum. And to be officially Teddy Swims, an Irishman, what I'd love you to do is just give us two lines of the chorus of Lose Control while hitting the Bowron with the pen, whichever way you feel like is the way to get a beat going.
Okay.
And then just give us that vocal and then you're going to be it. He's now officially an Irish man. We declare it true. It was easy. That's all you have to do. It is Dave Moore. It is Teddy Swims. In fact, the show's got a new name, and everybody needs to recognize that there's a new name on this show. You've got to call it the right name every time you hear it. I want to hear everybody when they're passing me in the street saying, "I love your radio show." That's called
The Teddy and Dave Show on Today FM.
You know what the best thing is? Teddy just realized that Teddy and Dave sounds a bit like.
Today
FM. So yeah. Like he's literally rebranding the entire station. Today FM. I'm so into it, Teddy, I have to tell you. Magella in Kildare has been on and she says, God, Dave, Teddy's such a lovely, genuine man. He's so welcome to Ireland. We'll definitely listen to Teddy and Dave's show. Great laugh. P.S. Any spare tickets for tonight? Don't you be too cheeky now. Teddy Swim's voice is velvet. Yes. There's so many questions coming in for you, Teddy. So I'm going to play these. You got headphones on so you can hear these as well. So these are in from our listeners. I mean, I put this out on my Instagram last night and said, you know, who wants to ask Teddy a question? And I got like hundreds of questions in, but there was a theme to a lot of them. And then I asked for voice notes today on the show and there was a theme to love. So sit tight for a second.
Okay.
Here's the number one question everybody wants to know.
I have a question for Teddy. Can Teddy Swims actually swim?
Morning, Dave. Can Teddy really swim?
If Teddy Swims really swims, how far could Teddy Swims swim?
Hi, my name is Jay. I'm 7, but it was my birthday a few days ago. And, you know, with a name like Teddy Swims, are you a good swimmer?
Right, so that question has come in. I'm sure you've answered this in 1,000 interviews, but Teddy Swims, can you swim?
Yeah, tell the little one happy birthday first off, and then... I'm not really a good swimmer. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's more like I'm not going to drown, but it's more of a teddy paddle situation.
Teddy
I just didn't roll off the tongue as well, you know?
No, it doesn't have quite the same
I'm so bad at swimming, man. I hate it.
I love the fact that you're not a good swimmer. That's excellent. Tanya had a question for you.
Hi, Teddy. Are you a Swiftie? Me and my dad are going out to Samoa today at 11 o'clock. So, would you mind saying hi? Thank you.
That's Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
So, are you a Swiftie?
Yeah, I've gotten in a little bit of the new album as well, and it's almost like impossible not to be a Swiftie. If you have anything negative to say, you're like practically canceled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, even if I wasn't, I would have to say I am. But
yeah.
I actually am, though, and I am a big fan and been listening for as far as I can remember. So I'm a Swiftie. Yeah.
Okay, good to hear. There's an online thing at the moment, which is your song "Lose Control" with Metallica's "Nothing Else Matters."
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, what did you think of that? Like, so Rod Larkin wanted to know that.
Dude, it was such a cool thing, man. It really, we actually threw it into our, kind of before we go on stage, it's kind of in our, like, playlist.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we actually play it on our playlist. You'll hear it this evening before we get on, it'll kind of come
let's
in.
Let's give people a little, because it sounds so cool. So well.
It does, man. I've always like had an idea too about because I just listened to it. There's one spot in The Door that I recently realized, like, when we have like an ad-lib that goes "no more," and so like I recently thought about it and I was like, what if somebody did like a Hathaway's like "What Is Love" with The Door?
Oh my god,
you know, that
yes!
could be like a cool
that
thing.
So
but
cool.
I don't know if it would work, but I just always hear that "no more," and it made me think of that.
Put
part.
It out there right now. Get some Irish DJ and do that right now. That would be incredible. Dave, ask Teddy if he got the tattoo on his back finished. Where Jesus is wearing the Jordan 1s, asks Carol.
I have not. I haven't been home either, and so hopefully when I get back to Georgia, I can get it kind of finished up. But, God, dude, I'm scared. While I've been on tour, I've been starting to get, like, my stomach and stuff finished.
Because when we spoke, you did say that what you love doing is letting tattoo artists put a tattoo on you that they want to do, as opposed to you specifying, "Hey,
yeah.
I want this." That is such an amazing way to approach it.
Yeah, and I just like the other day, I just got this one. It's got a signature on it too.
Yeah.
And I got some down here, and got my buddy's like logo back here. My boy Ray Felix, it's from Amsterdam, and
you're right.
You know, I just get, you know, people's like work, you know, and whatever they feel like. I feel like you get the best out of them too, and they're passionate about it, and they sign it, and it just feels like I'm a little art gallery walking around.
Incredible. Well, actually, somebody wants to know, who was it? It was Mikey who wanted to know, when did you get your first tattoo?
I was 16, and I got this little cross, and it had my last name in it, my real one. It said Dimmesdale,
yeah.
And established 1992, and it was such a corny tattoo, dude.
Yeah,
it was
I know.
So corny, and as I got older, it just looked like it kept getting smaller, you know, and I was just like, man, maybe, not that I have any tattoo advice to give, but maybe don't let 16-year-olds get tattoos, you know, because by the time I was 18, I was such a different person. I was like, this is so lame.
I think the answer might be sitting in front of him, given how much he loved the potato sandwich we made him, but lovely Lynn wanted to know, what would your death row meal be?
Oh, Man, my mom cooks fried chicken, and she used to make me this spaghetti and meatballs, and I'm just like, if mom could just cook for me, that's the only way I go. Especially now that I'm gone, I'd never get to see her and get her cooking, so
right.
It's got to be mom's fried chicken and that spaghetti, dude.
That is a great answer. Yeah, you got to have your mom's stuff. This is Emma has been on.
Hi, Teddy Swims. I was just wondering, what's your favorite way to relax and chill?
Favorite way to relax?
It's kind of be like such a bad thing to say this, but I would rather be in the studio, and I guess it's not that relaxing for me. It is. It's like such a therapeutic thing to get some feelings out. And I like to get hammered off a bottle of tequila and yell at the microphone. And that's like the most relaxing thing. And,
yes.
And go somewhere in like a cabin or something,
sure.
And just stay away for 3 days and just
see what comes out.
And go on a sick bender, you know what I mean? Just stay with it.
I know what we're going to do next time you're in Ireland.
Yeah, baby.
And finally, Gavin's been on.
Yes, Teddy, has he tried Ireland's famous black pudding yet? See what he thinks.
Well, he's got black pudding sitting in your breakfast roll there. So that's black disc.
Here, let's just try it by itself.
Just see what you think. Like, it's a particular thing.
Oh, yeah.
We won't tell Teddy what the ingredients of black pudding are. That's a secret we keep in Ireland, and let everybody just go around the rest of their lives going, that was delicious.
Yeah, it's like, is that a type of meat, too?
There's a type of meat, yeah. There's bits of meat products in that.
Okay. It's pretty good.
But also herbs and spices and oats and all manner of things. Yeah, it's a delicacy. It has been such an honor to have you sit in the studio, man.
My honor, man.
We promised we would do it, and I love somebody who lives up to their promises, so thank you so much. And one more time, I'm going to play it as we go out. See Teddy tonight. You're playing I Cannot Wait, seeing the 3 Limpy later on. What a venue, what a show. It's going to be absolutely incredible. And Electric Picnic this year.
Yeah, I'm so pumped.
Okay,
dude.
Well, we will be down there as well to see you.
Cool.
Teddy Swims is got a new radio show on Today FM. Tell everybody.
The Teddy and Dave Show on Today FM.
On Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM. Podcast.